Welcome to The Late Show, everybody. I'm your host, Stephen Colbert. Folks. Donald Trump is in Beijing for his big diplomatic visit to China, or as we're calling it, nothing. We only got five shows left. We can't start doing new segments. Day one, or possibly two, of the visit kicked off yesterday, by which I mean this morning, that in China is tomorrow. The leaders greeted each other with an inspiring display of hyper-masculine hand dominance. Okay, moving in. Normal shake. Little hand pat. Okay, that seems like enough. If you love something, let it go. Okay. No, you... A hand pat again. And break. There you go. I'm exhausted just watching.
Yeah, I know, right?
Xi better be careful. If he touches Trump for too long, he might catch a case of five-day-old banana hand. China treated our president to the kind of Vegas dictator pomp and pageantry razzle-dazzle that Trump loves, including a full honor guard and some honor children. Look at that. Those kids are so happy that they got the day off from the iPhone factory. They're obviously... That joke is based on a true story that I read on my iPhone. They're obviously adorable, but what's really worth watching is the kids' response the moment Trump walks away. Yeah. Yeah. Did they unplug the kids? Later on, Trump talked about the welcome.
Well, President Xi, I want to thank you very much. First of all, that was an honor like few have ever seen before. And I think I was particularly impressed by those children. They were happy. They were beautiful. But those children were amazing.
Dad! I can jump too, Dad! Be amazing, me, Dad! I'm ready to be happy and beautiful! And he's gone. Yeah. But there's one thing. Oh, thank you. No, you. But there's one thing. There is one thing that Trump loves more than those kids, and that's Xi Jinping.
You're a great leader. I say it to everybody. You're a great leader. Sometimes people don't like me saying it, but I say it anyway because it's true. I only say the truth.
Congratulations, I only say the truth was Donald Trump's 1 billionth lie. Johnny, tell him what he's won.
Nothing, not even a dinette set from Broyhill. Broyhill, suck it, Donnie. I'm out of here, Steve. Oh no, I've had a horrible accident. Call 911. I crashed into a Broyhill. Broyhill. Ah! Back to you, Steve.
President Xi also gave some initial remarks where he posed this question.
Can China and the United States overcome the Thucydides trap?
Oh, come on, President Xi. I'm pretty sure Donald Trump doesn't know what the Thucydides trap is. Unlike the rest of us. Because obviously we know what traps are, and then you just add to that everything you know about Thucydides, which I believe is a new prescription ointment to treat moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. All the news teams are on the ground in China to cover this epic and historic summit, all except one, because our CBS News colleague Tony DeCoppel is being forced to broadcast from Taiwan after failing to get a Chinese visa in time. Well, that is disappointing, but it does fit in with their slogan, CBS News, when events happen, we're at most one country away. Some news networks did somehow manage to be in the place that they were covering, like ABC's Dave Muir, who stopped by Beijing this conference to learn more about robotics and AI.
You've taught the robot how to bow, but you think that's just the beginning.
Yes, they tell us, proud to show us this.
Through artificial intelligence, you've trained the robot to be able to lay down and then get back up.
They program these robots with data on human movement. This robot weighs 121 pounds, laying completely down.
Hey, that robot took the job I'm starting on May 22nd. That robot can do more than just nothing. It's designed to do household tasks as well, which Muir explained.
You're convinced this robot is going to be able to do chores in the family home?
I have a waist, and that makes him more flexible.
Oh, the waist.
The waist.
Yeah. It's all in the hips.
Now, wow. That may not look like much, but that robot is actually doing the important household chore of a husband annoying his exhausted wife. Hey, babe, I know my mom will be here any second, and I still haven't fixed the fire alarm, and the shower is dirty, but watch this. Babe, hey. Hey, babe, look, babe. 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 I'm Shakira, babe. Babe. You know what? After that, I could use a good lie down. Fox News sent their cyborg prototype, Brett Baer, to China. Here he is being fascinated by a self-service robot.
This is the first of its kind for this kind of interaction. If you want to order something, hello, can I get a sausage, please?
Okay.
Wow. We have finally achieved the dystopian future that was warned about in The Terminator.
I'll be brought.
Of course, I would like a sausage, please. Of course, that's what it looks like when you order during the day. If you order at night, it's a little different.
Hello, can I get a sausage, please?
Okay.
Order.
Whoa. It's a family show, Lewis. During the summit, the White House announced that Trump and Xi agree that the Strait of Hormuz must stay open. Well, thank goodness, because the blockade is affecting something we all hold dear, and that is snacks. You see, due to reduced supply of petroleum around the globe, which is needed to make certain colored inks, a Japanese snack giant must resort to black and white bags of potato chips. You fools! You have angered the snack giant. And I'm being told we have a photo of it terrorizing Tokyo. That is one big Little Debbie. The affected brand is called Calbee, and it makes potato chips in the flavors beef consomme, seaweed salt, and shrimp. You know their slogan, once you pop, it is shrimp. Let's take a look at how they were forced to redesign. Here's the original bag. Bright colors, bold text, and a bossy little potato mayor spudsplaining to the citizens of Tater Town. Normal snack stuff. Compare that to the new bag. Okay. That is a snack in the grip of an existential crisis. Thank you. salty. Like the taste of my tears. With every bite, I move one crunch closer to the grave. Also available in Flamin' Hot Chili Peño. Things are also a mess over at the... Oh, yeah. Thank you. Primarily an actor. Primarily an actor at this point. Things are also a mess at the Food and Drug Administration because Trump just appointed a new acting head of the FDA, an obscure Florida lawyer named Kyle Diamantis. Okay, that's three strikes right off the bean. He's not a doctor. He's obscure. And he's named Kyle. I don't want Kyle running the FDA. At most, I want a Kyle to rent me a stand-up paddleboard. Kyle is replacing former FDA head Marty McCary, who was fired earlier this month after the president scolded him for not approving fruit-flavored vapes. Yeah, get out of here, you loser! You lung hugger, the FDA is cool now. We can smoke fruity vapes, we don't have to get any stupid shots, and our new gym teacher lets us work out in the sauna with Kid Rock. We got a great show for you tonight. My guest is David Letterman. Ladies and gentlemen, folks, my guest created The Late Show, and it gives me great pleasure to say, please join me in welcoming back David Letterman. There you go.
Oh, God. What?
Wow.
What? Did they? Did they legalize crack? Is that what happened here?
I think so. Dave, it's great to see you again.
How about Paul and the band, ladies and gentlemen?
Unbelievable. They've come a long way.
Why is it so cold in here? Why do you keep this theater so cold?
So your beard won't make you sweat, Dave.
Thank you very much. I don't know. I came very close to being teary about that, so thank you, everybody.
Oh.
Thank you. Boy, you know what happened backstage? I'm standing backstage, a guy comes over, and he says he's from CBS, and then he fired me.
Oh, I'm sorry.
What caught a stray. What is going on over there? I will say, and I have every right to be pissed off, so I'll be pissed off here a little bit. Because this theater, you folks wouldn't be in this theater if it weren't for me. And Stephen wouldn't be here if it weren't for me. And we rebuilt this theater, and then Stephen came in, and look at this. It's like the Bellagio. But listen, as we are... What is wrong here?
Nothing. Nothing's wrong, Dave.
As we all understand, you can take a man's show, you can't take a man's voice. So that's the good news of this.
Cheers. There you go. Well, that's very kind of you, Dave.
You know what I'm really worried about?
What?
What I'm really worried about is what will become of the Jimmies?
I don't know.
Are they going to be all right?
We've got a plan to put them in a captive breeding program.
Wow, yeah. I don't think I've ever heard that phrase.
Oh,
captive breeding.
Yeah, I like that. Pretty good.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, Dave. Well, listen, I'd love to hear about you. How have things been? I understand you've got a new addition to the fam.
Well, he's talking about a dog, I hope. You know what I'm saying?
I got a couple of things right here.
Yeah, you got to be careful because we have a child who's graduating from college, so he's a full-grown child. Yeah. And what, he doesn't get a standing ovation? Come on! You have to be careful because I don't know about you, but we have the one child and we spoiled the kid. I can remember when he was 6 years old, one Christmas, we got him a German Shepherd. And things don't take anything for granted. Turned out it was not a dog. It was just an old German guy who was a shepherd. By God, that's a true story as well.
Tell me about this fellow right here.
He's a handsome
gentleman. Look at that. That's a lot of attitude from a puppy.
He's... This was his first Uber ride, and he wanted the far corner on the right-hand side. The thing that I love about this, I took this picture over my shoulder. I just never saw a dog use an elbow quite like that. It was like, yeah,
it's very advanced.
We're over here. Yeah, when you, no, drinks right over here. Yeah, that was the, now this was a little older. Okay, yeah, this is killer. This was day one at the house, and there's nothing goofy about this picture other than it happened. He crawled up my right arm and found himself right behind my head, and I'm watching the Wheel of Fortune. And I want to tell you, I don't know what they've done to Sajak, but he looks completely different now.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're trying to guess the puzzle. You know how you have to guess the word puzzle to Wheel of Fortune?
Phrase, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, but I remember it. It was, who gives a s***?
I like this one. I like this.
I made that up.
I like this one a lot.
This is my absolute favorite. This is early on, and as you may remember, we had a bit of a brutal winter here. And this was taken by my colleague, Mary Barkley. I had no idea the photo was being taken. I found out later the dog knew all about it.
I like the caption.
The caption is, yes, and it couldn't be more true, old man, new dog. And it, yeah, yeah. And in the beginning, he's a bit of a runt. And so because he was runty and imperfect, I was withholding love.
You got to. Make him earn it.
Exactly right. But then I got over it, and his name is Doc, by the way, and we love him dearly, so he's been a great addition. Thank you for giving him a little time.
Wonderful. Yeah. That's wonderful. Well, now that you're, and I feel like I've lost your attention a little bit, Dave. I feel like you take your time. You're looking to buy a new Buick? What are you,
That's right. I'm always in the market for a new Buick.
Did you see something over there interest you over there?
Is this the last show, by the way? I was told it was the last show.
It is the last show of this week. Next week is the last show.
Oh, so I'll come back?
Of course, you're welcome anytime. Why don't you stop by Friday?
That's mean.
What?
You're so mean.
Oh.
But now, will the Pope be here?
The Pope? I'm still angling for the Pope. I'm a devout Catholic. I've talked about it on TV. I think that's got to earn me some points,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The Vatican works system.
Anytime you talk about something on TV, you ought to be right in there, buddy. You ought to have your own office in Vatican City. You're talking about it on TV.
You never had the Pope, did you?
Six, seven times.
Oh, wow. JP2.
We always, I get a kick out of bringing the big hat. Now, but seriously, but all of this is fantastic. This is not hotel stuff. This is beautiful.
All custom made. All custom made, Dave. Really expensive.
It looks like is this from Wayne and Schuster? Is that where this comes from?
Yes. It's from Sacco and Vanzetti's. It fell off a van.
Uh-huh. Who owns this stuff, and what do you have?
This is an Eames, like a very expensive, probably $1,500.
Eames, I always thought it was pronounced Eames.
I don't know, man.
E-A-M-E-S?
I don't know. You're fancier than I am, but...
That's certainly not true.
Okay. No, but all this was custom made by when we renovated
who
the theater.
Who owns it is what I'm driving
CBS
at.
Owns everything,
obviously. Oh, this is CBS property.
This all belongs to the Paramount CBS Corporation.
Now, wait a minute. Are they affiliated with Skydance?
Yes. I believe we are all Skydancers now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, this is nice. It'd be a shame if something happened to this.
It would be. It would be a shame, Dave. It would be.
Am I talking about Gene? Is he the...
Gene and Chris? The
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, they're here.
All right, guys, come on in.
All right.
Hey, welcome back.
I'm sorry, what's happening here, Dave?
We know what to do.
You know
what
we
got to do.
Picture oh, hi. Thank you very much. Let me know. Let me know when you're all set.
Let you know.
round.
That's good.
Dave, you have started a cult.
I couldn't be happier.
That's a bit of a chat. Where would you like to sit now, Dave? Yep.
Let's. Can we go down here? Have you ever been down here?
Go ahead. Go right ahead. Yeah, there you go.
Cash?
You look like a hot dog. Thank you. Nice to see you. Thank you.
Hi, how are you?
Hi.
What's your name?
Nevada.
I'm sorry, Nevada?
Nevada.
Nevada, that's unusual. You know, there's a state named Nevada. And how do you come by that name?
My uncle was a gambling addict.
Well, I think that might be a good time to go to commercial, Dave.
I knew there'd be a cute story.
We'll be right back with more David Letterman, everybody. You know, this is a...
I'll just say it right now. The last thing we would want to do is be out here with real people. These are all actors.
Yes. I'll tell you a true story. When we took over for the theater, these seats had kind of all busted out. They hadn't been replaced in a long time. We replaced all of the seats. They had been 19 inches wide. But we no longer felt that fit the American ass. We went to 24 inches wide. We call them the high fructose seats.
I see. So yeah. What you're saying is everyone here tonight has had their ass measured?
Yes. And wanded. Well, I'm not used to sitting out here in the audience. It's very comfortable.
Great.
It's lovely.
I'm loving every minute of
nice? This. I'm so glad. Well, we're loving having you, Dave. I'm curious. Maybe someday in the future I'll come back to this theater. Now that you've returned to it, any memories coming back to you?
Well, the memories are infinite coming back here, more so this time than I was on. You were nice enough to invite me on a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
That was a big emotion-packed moment as well. The memories now, because this thing has come to a screeching halt by other hands. And I guess the connection to my mother through the Late Show. She and I had a, you know what mothers are like, right? and I think my mother and I only really finally became close when she was part of the Late Show production. And we sent her to Norway. And, that's right. And people to this day, like that fellow, that misguided man back there, always tell me they loved my mother more than they did me on the show. And that still pisses me off. And I think the reason we were not so close earlier in our lives is because she was named American Miss American Taciturn 90 years in a row. Here's a conversation that I used to have with my mother. David, that's not funny. We sent her to Norway, and when she got back, I said, Mom, did you see any of the fjords? Yes, they were beautiful. Yes, and then I said, well, what about Chevys? Did you see any Chevys? Now, here's a memorable, all-telling conversation, and I don't want you to read into this all negativity because I'm sure it was meant in good fun. I get a call at the house. My wife and I are, it's a Saturday, and we're making Saturday evening dinner. The phone rings. It's, hello, David. It's Mom. Oh, hi, Mom. What can I do for you? Well, we finished our estate planning, and you're not in the will. So, you... Uh-huh. It's like that a little bit, but I'm fine now. Fine.
You know, I really loved when your mom was on the show. I love the reveal of the pies for Thanksgiving.
Right.
Everything's wonderful. So much, though, I actually have a copy of your mom's cookbook right here. Could we, Sarah Vilcomerson, this is the producer. I think you've met her.
Yes,
right?
I believe we have.
Sarah Vilcomerson, wonderful. Sarah Vilcomerson, everybody.
You pass that down.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. You want to show the people at home the cookbook? That's Dave's mom's. Can we get a shot of that, please, Yvonne? There you go. Dave's mom's cookbook. I was wondering whether you'd be willing to... Would you be willing to sign on behalf of your mother?
Is it to you or to Sarah?
How about Sarah?
How do you spell that?
S-A-R-A. Okay.
S-A...
R A. Yes.
Okay. Now Sarah. That's Sarah. Okay.
Sarah, not Sarah. It's Sarah.
Okay.
It's fine. A problem for all of us. What?
It's a problem for all of us. Is that what you said?
That sounds good. Dave, I'm sorry. There's a young man who wants your attention.
We're all set for you. Let's go.
Oh, we have to.
Okay.
Let's go.
All right.
Excuse me.
What's happening? Dave, come on, before
follow
we go,
me.
Hey, Dave.
Follow me. Yeah.
If we're gonna go out, would you mind? Throw in a commercial.
Okay, The Late Show with Stephen Colbert will continue with Dave Letterman right after this.
Thank you for listening to The Late Show Pod Show with Stephen Colbert. Just one more thing. If you want to see more of me, come to The Late Show YouTube channel for more clips and exclusives.